Thank you for calling XPO. This is Sonia. How can I help you?
Hi. I need to follow up some information. If I give you my order number, can you tell me, take a look?
Go ahead with the order number.
Okay, it's a 06 F like a fan, E like an Edward, 9, C like a dog, F like a fan, F like a fan.
And could you please verify the name and address for me, please?
Okay, my name is Olivia Wong. The address is 3352 Chimrose Place, Newton, Georgia, 30004.
Okay, thank you so much for verifying that. And I have a Home Depot measure that's been completed. How can I help you?
Okay, Home Depot measure completed. When is it that does it have a day in there? Because I went into Home Depot Tuesday, let the microwave, and they say they will submit those the microwave. So you guys go take a look, see if that microwave go be good for my built-in. Tuesday is the 16th. Do they send you anything the 16th?
It looks like here on the review, yes, on the 16th, and then on the 17th is notated the model with the trim kit, and it also advised there
right.
Was some.
Okay, so they did send you something on the 16-17.
Yes, on the measure, but they have not submitted an installation order for us to schedule the install. Is there another phone number that they may have used?
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. So they did send you them the measure. So did you guys send back them say that that microwave I select is okay to do the installation?
Yes, ma'am. But they have not submitted the installation order to us.
Okay, that I know because I tried to call them. They no one can help me. Okay. I will go to Home Depot and pay the whatever the price or the final payment, and then ask them to do the processing for the installation.
Okay ma'am.
I was wondering, you guys have submitted back to Home Depot yet? Because I can't get a hold of Home Depot, you know.
Okay. Do you need the store number, or what are you asking?
Oh, I don't need a store number. I know the store number because I go into the store and make a decision. Actually, I just want to find out Home Depot have sent you guys the information, and then you guys say that microwave is okay to fit into my built-in the built-in space microwave, you know.
Yes, ma'am. That information has been submitted over. We have that.
Okay, so is it been you guys notify Home Depot that?
They have. It's been notated on the order.
Okay, so they should know that, right? When they look at that system, they should know that, right?
I'm not sure if the store can see what we have in our system. But your order, that information, yes, they should see that.
Okay. So when I go to Home Depot, make a final decision, how they know you guys already done the work I mean,
we have not done the work. The measure has been done.
Why? I know you guys haven't completed the work, but you guys say the microwave I picked is a good to make a final decision.
Okay, ma'am. The models that you selected and the measures that were sent in for your order, you're going to need a slight buildup for the height plus the side fillers for the width. And that custom labor is $120. So, yes, you may have to go into Home Depot and pay that for them to send this over to us.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay, let me go to Home Depot.
Okay. All right. So thank you so much.
You said how much you had to cut, how much I had to pay?
It's $120 for the custom labor.
Okay. All right. Let me go to Home Depot. Okay.
Thanks for calling XBO and have a good day.
Okay. Bye-bye.